Cause of Death, the podcast with crime scene cleaner Marcel Engel.
It will happen every now and then in my podcast.
Cause of Death.
That we dive very deeply into what is happening. I will talk about it openly. By that I mean that liquids such as blood as an element will be the smallest problem.
The podcast with crime scene cleaner Marcel Engel.
I'm looking forward to taking you on a mind trip into my world as a crime scene cleaner. Cause of Death is one of the successful true crime scene podcasts in Germany. And my experience can be listened to here now.
Cause of Death.
Welcome to my podcast, Cause of Death. This is crime scene cleaner Marcel Engel. Today's episode is about human beings as such, their appearance, their exterior, but also their interior. You look many people in the face, but not behind the forehead. Today, I would like to tell you an exciting story about this. In the very beginning, I had an assignment that was very unusual for me. This job came from an acquaintance, and this acquaintance was someone who was a drug addict. He ended up in jail as a result of the acquisitive crime, and he was not in my direct circle of friends, so even if he was, I would come out about it. But it wasn't like that, and it was just someone I knew from the city, and we were often in the same pub. His story was the following. He had met a man during his sentence, a person, as he believed, a friend at the time. And while his mother visited him in prison, the friend kept an eye on his mother. How it goes in life then, they wrote to each other. They got to know each other, and after the two of them had finished their sentence, this friend moved in with his mother. I also knew this friend. I met him every now and then in the pub, and he was always loud and, yes, he celebrated excessively. And sometimes you could somehow tell that he was a little different from others. He did not only party like an animal, but sometimes he had a slight tendency to exaggerate. But that's what alcohol brings with it for some people. I'd say that's allowed to be the case, but everyone must form his own picture. Nevertheless, the guy has never become conspicuous to me. I never thought he was crazy or abnormal, but I was taught better. So at some point, I got this call from my friend who said to me, "Have you heard about it in the press? My mother died." So I said, "No, I didn't." "Yes, they published it in several newspapers this morning, and it will probably be on TV too. My mother's boyfriend brutally killed her. They had a fight because he wanted money from her. So her son told me." After she had supported him financially several times, and he didn't want to work either, but actually only partied and had some sources of income where she didn't know exactly where he was getting money from, she said at some point, "Stop. Not any longer. I don't want that anymore." Then he probably wanted to take the jewelry away from her, and she still could communicate that with her son by phone. And then that evening, in this argument, it happened. He slew her, and in his alcohol, as it became known, drug madness, dismembered the corpse. Cause of Death, the podcast, the crime scene. At his request, we then took my friend with us to clean up his crime scene. He really wanted to go into the house and said he could cope with it, and so we went to this crime scene together on site. One would think now that based on what I told as an incident, that there was a particularly extreme corpse discovery. And I have to say, no, it wasn't like that. It was terrible and bad for us to experience that the police had forgotten two body parts in a box in the basement. That's one thing that stuck with me. That was the first time I had to experience something like this, and that was extremely disturbing to me. Because basically, my friend was there too, and I didn't even know how to deal with the situation. But while cleaning, my friend told me a lot more about his mother's boyfriend. He told me in great detail how this love between the two of them developed out of this pen friendship, and how the two lived together. And from the outside, no one could see that he was a completely different person from the inside, that he was a murderer, somewhere in his innermost self beyond his alcohol and drug madness. And even if we think, that asshole, I'd like to wring his neck too. Maybe such a reaction is still something quite natural to react like that in a rage. But actually, taking action is very extreme. Cause of Death, the podcast, The Profiler. At that time for me, since I knew this person myself and saw him in various life situations, I thought inwardly, tell me, could you have been so mistaken? I could never have identified him as a murderer. So sure, maybe he was a bit more extreme, but never a murderer, and then such a bestial one. And when I had this conversation with myself, I thought to myself, man, so who knows who is running around on the streets? And now let's be honest. Let's take a look at the media and see who the alleged perpetrators are. It is often the case that we have a completely different image of such people. At least that's how I see it. There's a scrawny little guy who may have had a bad childhood in some way, and he's a serial killer. Or other stories and other people who nevertheless give the same picture. For example, people who you would never think to commit such an act, and it doesn't matter whether it's a murder or a fraud or something else. And if you ask yourself now, have you ever had that feeling? Such a strange feeling where you said to yourself, well, it could be, but somehow, no, somehow not. So, it's a funny guy, and I took away from myself that a person's exterior naturally says nothing about his interior, but rather, we can only ever look people in the face. We never really take a look into his soul life, unless it is someone who is close to our hearts. And in this sense, I wish you a nice day. I would be happy if you would join me again for the next episode of my podcast, Cause of Death. Best regards, your Marcel. That's it for the new episode of Cause of Death, the podcast with Marcel Engel, head of his own special unit and crime scene cleaner at more than 12,000 locations around the world. What can Marcel clean up for you? Anytime, worldwide. Get in touch or just click through to www.marcelengel.com. Empathetic, profound, honest. Cause of Death is guaranteed to get you. Join us. Looking forward to it. Subscribe to the season and you won't be late for an episode.
The podcast with crime scene cleaner Marcel Engel. Cause of Death.